The current Summit County landfill just received permitting for another 42 more years, and part of that is an addition to the current acreage that will eventually become the main site. Summit County Landfill Director Jaron Scott says best practices and the latest science will go into the new acreage.
By 2017, we'll have the new cells in place. It's going to kind of come together with where the existing landfill is and be next to that. This new landfill will be best practices as far as having a liner underneath, a sump collection system so all the leachate water will be collected, and a methane collection system eventually where the gas will be collected off of that landfill. And so we're excited. It's got about 42 more years of life. And if we recycle and do better that way, then it'll have way more than that. Hopefully we can last 100 years or more.
The current landfill doesn't have all of those innovative measures because the science wasn't there when it was built.
It does have water collection systems where we test the water before, above and below and all around it, so we know what's happening in the water there. But it doesn't have those best practices. And landfilling has gotten to be a very direct science. And so we've gotten better at that. And so this new landfill is designed with that in mind.
The old landfill, Scott says, will eventually be capped and covered. There's even new science to do that in a better way.
We'll put a layer of dirt over it. We'll put a layer of HDPE liner over it. And then we'll put native soils on top of it and actually plant it. Being where we're at, right next to it, we'll be able to monitor it for the next 30 or 40 years, which the other landfill will be open, and make sure it's taken care of. There's no erosion and those kinds of things. So a lot of it breaks down through normal biological processes, and so we monitor that, and eventually we'll drill wells in through all that old trash and actually take the methane out of it.
Getting rid of our trash isn't cheap. The new landfill would be completed in 5 phases. The first phase, Scott says, adding a new cell will cost $1 million.
Obviously, that doesn't cap it and finish it, but that will be a 7-acre cell that will start where we can actually start putting the waste in and then take care of the other. And most of that is paid for right now through what we collect on the scale. We're an enterprise fund at the landfill, and so we operate on what we collect. So all the tons that come in are charged for, and then we take that money and use it.
As the landfill is an enterprise fund, meaning it has to sustain itself, Scott says the rates could go up as the landfill expands and uses new technology.
Right. We want the best service for our money, but we also want to be able to be responsible for what we're creating trash-wise. And diversion is the big thing. You know, we're almost at 30% diversion right now. So we're just about 28.5% of all the trash generated in Summit County gets recycled or reused in some form.
Scott says they're always looking for the biggest bang for the buck to both extend the life of the landfill and not fill it with material that can otherwise be recycled. Recycling currently keeps 28% of waste out of the landfill, and he says if they recycle or compost green waste, they'd likely pull an additional 10% out of the landfill.
And so we're looking at making some big changes for green waste collection. We've already started that process. We have chipped up about 1,000 tons of tree clippings and tree branches and so forth out of the landfill.
Contamination with recycling continues to be an issue, throwing glass or soiled garbage into recycle bins. While separating recyclables should be simple, for some reason it remains one of their biggest problems. Scott says a tagging program has begun as a means to raise awareness, but then punish contamination.
Where if the trash hauler sees it and there's contamination in it, they will dump it to where it can get taken away and go to the landfill and tag that can. So the homeowner will come to their can. It'll say, hey, you had some contaminants in there. Please don't put glass in there. So the next time maybe they think about, oh, I can't put glass in there, but I can put it in my other bin, my gray bin, and get it taken care of. The second time they see it, they'll tag it and they won't dump it. It'll stay full. So that homeowner won't have a place to put their waste. And then the third time, if it happens again, and we've actually had to come out and dump that, and the third time we come back, we can actually take that bin away.
He says while the visitors are guilty of cross-contamination, so too are locals. Scott says they have continued education efforts as well as marking the bins with stencils so that it's very clear.
Going around and stenciling and putting that marking on there so when people look at a bin, they know, oh, this one's garbage, this one's recycling. It's very clear, and that's a goal. That's part of this education process.
That's Jaron Scott, director of the Summit County Landfill. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.